you for joining us here at Fanfic Theater. You know, it may sometimes seem like Fanfic Theater is nothing but a boys' club. Up until now, we've been focused on stories from fairly masculine properties like Quantum Leap, Star Trek, and the Jonas Brothers. But today, we do something for the ladies. So guys, go to the kitchen and fetch your better half, or better yet, just yell her name. There's no sense in you getting up. It's about time Fanfic Theater gets a dose of estrogen as we go under the sea to visit everyone's second favorite redhead diva, Ariel, the Little Mermaid. That said, Ariel does not make an appearance in this story. Instead, we journey to the past to learn just how Ariel's parents met in Lanice's The Daughter of the Sea.
Once lived a beautiful mermaid was the only mermaid in the sea. In fact, in her 16 years of her life, she started to get lonely, so she started to look for a mate. She looked all the ocean. She never found any mer people. Then one day, she decided to go up to the surface. Now the mermaid was planning to go to dry land. Watch was about 2 days' swim. Now on dry land, there was a man who always felt that he was never meant to be on dry land, but he always knew that one way or another, a part of him belonged to the sea. Then 2 days later, the beautiful mermaid finally made it to the tri-land. Since she was the daughter of the sea, she became human. The human was feeling at home as he was swimming in the sea one day, when he notices the beautiful mermaid setting on a rock.
Well, hi. I never seen you around here before.
That's because I'm from out of town.
Oh, anyway. I'm Prince Triton, and you are?
I'm sorry. I'm Princess Athena. I'm sorry I have to ask. Why do they call you Triton?
It's because it's the name of the god of the ocean.
I'm sorry to say, that is not true. Neptune is a god of the sea.
What? How do you know?
Okay, I know we just met and all, but Neptune is my father.
Wait, if Neptune is your father, that would make you a mermaid.
Shh! Tell the whole world, why don't you?
I'm sorry, I never met a mermaid. It must be great to be one before.
I never met a human before.
So tell me something, if you don't mind.
Of course not. Ask anything.
Okay, my question is, why did you come out of the sea? Didn't you like it? After all, it is, or was, your home.
The truth is, Triton, that I love my home. The reason why I left is because I was lonely. I'm the only mermaid in the Enter Sea. So that's why I'm up here, to look for a mater. So tell me about yourself, Triton.
To tell you the truth, Athena, I never really felt at home here on the surface.
You might be able to belong in my world with me.
Then what do I need to do?
Oh, that's quite simple. You just need to take my hand.
Okay, got it. Now what? I should tell you that I'm a little scarred.
It's okay. We'll count to three. On three, we'll jump off.
Jump off? You have got to be out of your mind, Athena, if you think I would jump off. I'm out of here.
Triton, come back. Trust me, I won't let anything happen to you, I promise. Please trust me. After all, you told me yourself you never really felt like you belong here on the surface.
Okay, Athena, even though we just met, I trust you.
Okay. On the count of three, we'll jump. Here, let's get closer to the itch of the rock. You ready, Triton?
I guess so.
Okay, just keep looking at me, Triton, and do what I do, okay?
Okay.
Ready to do this?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, one. Two. Ready for the last?
I guess so.
Okay, here it comes. Three, jump! Open your eyes, Triton.
I can breath. What, I can talk. How is that possible?
Anything's possible in my... I'm sorry. Our world.
Our world? What do you mean, our world?
Look down and you'll see what I mean.
Who are you, an idiot? You want me to look down at my feet? Fine, I'll just look down at my feet. My feet! They're gone!
They sure are. You're a merman now. You belong to the sea.
Wow, can we go exploring?
We can do anything you like. This is no lounger, just my home, but yours as well.
Wow, this is so cool. Watch me play around.
That's fine.
Right then and there, Athena knew she had found her mate, and Triton had found his true home. They both lived happily ever after.